Thank you for joining us on this All Hallows Eve, Halloween 2011, October 31st. We're going to have, fresh out of prison for a crime he didn't commit of bank robbery, his first major interview, Fritz Springmeier, who joined me on the radio today, will be joining us on the InfoWars Nightly News and talk about his best-selling underground blockbuster, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. That is coming up. You're not going to want to miss that information in about 15 minutes from now. But first off, let's get into the news here. Department of Homeland Security funded Taser drone has been launched in Texas, and it actually fires what they now have shotgun capability for. A high-powered taser, even more powerful than the regular taser that's been known to kill people, that actually shoots out and is cable-free. They also have systems where it has cables on it and hits people and basically knocks them out. They're also talking about weaponizing them. So the globalists are using our money to basically build up this giant army of domestic control. And we're told Homeland Security is because of the Al-Qaeda threat, who they just gave Libya to. But when you get the internal manuals, like the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we broke here in the last 3 years that law enforcement sent us, who was concerned, it's all about returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, anti-war activists, anybody on the political spectrum who's awake, left, right, center, it doesn't matter. So I thought, because we have this report about UAV used against insurgents in Afghanistan can incapacitate suspects from above, I thought we would look at the visionary mind of John Carpenter, one of my favorite directors, and They Live, that came out in the early 1980s, where Rowdy Piper has to deal with Earth being infiltrated by anti-human aliens who've taken over the government and the police, and they have little hover drones that you can only see if you're wearing the sunglasses going around reporting them to the goons. So here's a clip of that.
And who are you, little fellow? Come to show them where I am. Not nice.
And, of course, another favorite line from the film is that I've come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gums. Bubble gums. And then it cuts to the underground base where the aliens that look like humans, except when you put the sunglasses on, are have all the sellout humans in the underground area saying, you are the human power elite. You are part of the takeover. And, again, I'm not saying this is an actual alien takeover. unless you're talking about spiritually evil. The point is, it might as well be aliens from a distant galaxy that are doing this to us. And actually, after that clip, I think we have some B-roll of footage of the helicopter that they've got with the taser systems that they've deployed now in Texas under federal auspices and funding. Yeah, there it is, being actually used in the field.
Countries like Afghanistan and East Africa, but now it's coming to a county near you. Thanks to live streaming video, the UAV is capable of investigating crimes in progress. It also has night vision and can pick up heat signatures, which could help with search and rescues. It can help firefighters with aerial views of fires. At $500,000 a pop, Montgomery County spent $250,000 to get the UAV. The rest was covered by a Department of Homeland Security grant. A small price to pay to have a priceless aspect in crime fighting.
Pause. Oh, it's a small price to pay. The country's bankrupt, tens of trillions to foreign banks that run our government. America's waking up. And so the traitorous military-industrial complex here in Austin, they spent like $2 million this year to buy anti-bomb robots. And so now a mattress blows out of a truck. They shut down the highway and get the police out there. And to make it look like there's a real threat, they blow up the mattress or the Budweiser box. I mean, it's just all about this hysteria and this fear. Fear nebulous terrorists under the table. Never fear the criminal hijacked government. And I'd tell people years ago about DARPA programs to put drones in the skies that were weaponized against the American people. And now it's here, all over the U.S., not just Texas. They're saying weapon systems used in Iraq and North Africa will now be used against the American people. A priceless, you know, it's a priceless thing to get. It's a price well worth it to pay for the incredible crime-fighting system. How about we just look at the federal documents and admissions that the U.S. government ships in $500 billion of narcotics a year and only uses drug laws to shut down small-time drug dealers that cut into their profit and drive down scarcity. They don't like that. They don't like people cutting down on the price. Why don't we talk about the ATF caught for years with the FBI and others shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize the country? How about some crime fighting against the Federal Reserve? No, the system is setting up martial law control grids. They call it internal defense against the American people. And this entire architecture of control has nothing to do with men wearing turbans on their heads. It's all about the American people. And as I mentioned, there's a smattering of articles all over the United States. They've got large unmanned drones. They've got small drones. I mean, that little bitty glorified helicopter that I bet you I could build for $20,000, you know, was a quarter million or more. And they've got $1 million systems up there flying around with cops in control of them, surveilling you. And now they're mounting them with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your wall while you're on the toilet or having sex with your wife. And they say, what you got to hide? Oh, really? Tell us what you're doing. Oh, we know. Running narcotics, running kidnapped kids, running guns into the rest of the world, and to gangs you control in the U.S. You're a bunch of crooks, and you know we've woken up to you. And as you suck the country dry, you're busy arming to the teeth against the American people. But if it does come to martial law and physical oppression in this country, the American people aren't going to sit in our farmhouses and wait for you cowards to come kill us with your unmanned drones and your combat mech robots and the rest of it, your swords. Oh, they got the ground units as well. That's not going to happen. Doesn't matter if you try to take all of our guns. You can get all the guns you want with a sharpened butter knife. I don't want to go there. But it's time for the system to realize all this electronic crap isn't going to protect you from the people you've abused and murdered and killed. Ideas are bulletproof, and we're going to defeat you people, but the system is arming itself to the teeth against the people, and it's very, very disturbing. Continuing, let's get to Ann Coulter. I was at the RNC in 2004 in New York, had passes inside, And I was actually sitting there being interviewed by a camera crew, and I was actually shocked. I felt an evil presence passing. By the way, I'm not saying this is hyperbole. This really happened. I felt a chill, literally a chill wind, and I turned, and it looked like some type of reanimated dead Bride of Frankenstein or something. She was walking forward but had her arms swinging in front of her like a zombie. She was walking but and she had somebody with her. And she had arms about that big around. I'm sad for folks that have anorexia. But I guess they say that you will put 10 pounds on you on the camera. So I guess that's why she looks half healthy in this Photoshop photo she's put out, I guess, with her and the former Federal Reserve head mob boss, Mr. I'm going to sell you on new taxes and tell you it's conservative Herman Cain, because that's how I pimp the public. I'm just telling you, I saw her, and I literally looked at her. She looked like a dead body, like a concentration camp victim from Nazi Germany. They'd gotten up, done her hair up, put red lipstick on a corpse, an emaciated cancer victim, and toddled her past me. Now, maybe she's gained weight since then, but let me tell you, I'm not joking, folks. She actually sent a shudder up my spine like she was undead. If anybody's an actual vampire, it's Ann Coulter. And if anybody's a Federal Reserve minion, it's Herman Cain. And we've got an article out that Coulter defends former Fed mob boss insider Cain. And we've got some of the quotes. Liberals are terrified of Herman Cain. He's a strong conservative black man. Look at the way they go after Alan West and Michael Steele. And they aren't even running against Obama. They are terrified of strong conservative black men, Coulter said. Yeah, I mean, I'll agree. As Herman Cain has said, he's, quote, more black than Obama. I mean, he is an American. And I think the guy's funny. He's a good salesman. He's a good liar, too. We played this a few weeks ago. He told Ron Paul, how dare you say I think in the Fedders are dumb and you're dumb. I never said that. That's a conspiracy theory. How dare you? And Ron Paul went, I'll look it up, but I'm... And we played the clips there where he said it and wrote it in his book. So he, on a scale of 1 to 10 of liars, he may even defeat Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's like an 8.5. This guy's like a 9.5. So I got you. You're an accomplished BS artist. And I'm not even trying to hate on Ann Coulter. It's just I interviewed her once. She was a mental lightweight out promoting her book. And you know what? That's great. It's just, Ann, you should come in and join humanity for the big win. And stop pushing a Federal Reserve guy that wants all these new taxes. But I'll say this for Ann. She's supporting Herman Cain, which is better than Mitt Romney, who's for gun control, abortion, open borders, amnesty, was for the socialist health care bill, and was for carbon taxes. And there's a couple other things. And he's better than Rick Perry. I mean, those guys are so bad that a Federal Reserve guy... But he isn't on record for gun control, all this stuff. He's actually been against it. So he's bad. I mean, it's kind of like if you have to bathe in a porta potty and you open up one, it's totally full and one's only half full. It's like, well, I'll bathe in the Herman Cain. I mean, when it comes to bathing and, you know, don't want to bathe in 500 turds or 200. I mean, I'm sorry to get gross here, but that's what it comes down to. That's right. That's very funny, dude. He's at 999 droppings. Well, I know he's got one there in his hand. He's like, come on over here, vampire. Come on over here and suck my blood. He's like, I will, don't worry. When they turn the lights out, I'm going to light your ass up. Man, I'm telling you. I mean, people are like, it's Ann Coulter. And I turned, there's all these SWAT teams and troops right outside the checkpoint. And I was like, is that, she could hardly walk. It was like a zombie. It was like, I swear, truth is stranger than fiction. You guys think I'm joking? This actually happened. Ann Coulter literally is like giant knees and elbows. She's like, brains. All right, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Look, I'm really hurrying through the news tonight here. Oh, yeah, we got EU mulls biometric borders. They got rid of their borders, and on the outside of Europe, they've got incredible checkpoints. But in between the countries, they've opened them up, and crime is just running rampant. So their answer is, as it always is, everybody will have to basically stop and face scan and thumbprint. Oh, and lo and behold, that's the solution now at the airports. In fact, we covered it last night. Well, you go through this and we face scan you and all this and put you in our database and now you're a trusted traveler. What was a right is now a privilege, but we still may grope your genitals from time to time or put you in a microwave oven. They admitted that. People are like, it's so incredible. I get to, you know, pre-check like I'm in Soviet Russia or something before I travel. And so they're pushing this and they say an entry-exit system which could record the time and place of entry and the length of the authorized short stay. The electronic database. That way they can let terrorists in when they want and then cover it up. Replacing the current system of stamping passports. It's also about getting humans out of the way. Like humans that see the underwear bomber being put on the plane by the U.S. government. So Chertoff can make money off naked body scanners. That'll be out of there now. The data would then be made available to border control and immigration authorities. Right. There is that report from Prison Planet. And also from Planet Biometrics. Okay, continuing. I get in arguments with great Aussies, great Canadians, and great UKers, whether they be Irish, Scottish, or British, or Welsh, whatever it is. You know, now they have the identity of UKers, United Kingdoms, under this little rodent. Well, I guess you've already got the image of him up there. The progeny, he admits, of Count Dracula. You didn't know that, just type Prince Charles Count Dracula. He admits it. They're actually a Transylvanian royalty. The whole German royalty that runs England is actually Transylvanian. Well, nothing against Transylvanians, just something against Count Dracula. The guy feeding on him. Maybe it is the Count Dracula. Who the hell knows these days? Prince Charles has been offered a veto over 12 government bills since 2005, and by offered, they imply, oh, he doesn't have this power. But it goes on. The prince's power applies when a bill might affect his own interest. Oh, against the 70 million in the UK. In particular, the duchy, his little area of Cornwall, a private 700 million pound property empire that last year provided him with 18 million pounds in income. They're just telling their slaves a small bit. I have read the Parliament Act and other deals. I've read the Canadian Parliament Act. I've read all the Commonwealth Parliament Acts. We've had expert guests on. Over half of Australia, England, and Canada is owned by the private corporate crown. Okay? When I've been in England repeatedly, they tell you on the tours, half the city is shut down today for roads. You must show a pass. The royal family is exercising their authority to shut down roads. They shut the Thames River down sometimes to exercise their power. You ever read, you can pull it up, that the Queen 30 years ago banned all billboards on highways in England because she didn't like them? She owns the roadways. Now, the Parliament took power for a while. They executed a few of these people, but over time, they took back over. And the point is, three times in the last 3 years, they've suspended Parliament in Canada because the people were going to throw out the North American Union and globalism. And his mother, the Transylvanian queen, not even German, I remember on British radio point out, you know, you tell me about your country all day, but your queen's German. Technically, they're Transylvanian. I mean, it's unbelievable. We even got one with him next to Vlad. There's an article. Type in Prince Charles. Yeah, there it is. They were just alike. I mean, this is just too much, ladies and gentlemen. This is too much. I mean, these legends all mean something. It means these are a bunch of blood-sucking, parasitical pieces of rat-infested trash, and I've had enough of them. I mean, this is the scourge of Romania and Moldova and the Carpathian Mountains we're talking about here. Their entire line was known for bathing in blood and killing children and everything other evil. These are ruthless psychopaths who have genetics for psychopathic activity, bare minimum. Who knows what evil manifestation we're witnessing here? This is a literal hellraiser creature who says old people shouldn't be able to take hot baths or have power. But it turns out a third of the country's gas allotment under welfare goes to their hundreds of palaces and garbage. All right, I'm going to stop my ranting. The prince's power applies. The prince's power applies when a new bill might affect his own interest, like his duchy, his holdings. They hold you as subjects, as slaves. But my ancestors threw off these people. And I've had enough of it. I am not your slave, you inbred, degenerate parasite. Get off my back now. I swear on the altar of God, eternal resistance to you and your vampiric, parasitic garbage. Get out of my world now. Get behind me. I banish you. You are exorcised. Say it with me, viewers. You are exorcised. Count Dracula, get the hell out of the world. Get out of here. Try to go to the moon and suck blood out of rocks or something, you piece of you know what. And it goes on to say a constitutional loophole that gives him the right to veto legislation that might affect his private interest. I mean, research this. Stop living in denial. Admit your slaves and announce yourselves as free men. Okay, let's continue here. The system wants to try to censor more and more. And we had Federal Reserve try to take down some videos we did. And we challenged it and blocked it, but we showed you their official request to take it down. It's come out. The feds order Google to take stuff down all the time now. Police don't like stuff. They order it taken down. It's Chinese-style net censorship coming here. But we uploaded the video of the war crimes, as you know, Friday from this live show, and they blocked it under parental concerns. And we pointed out in the video, Walter Cronkite during the family hour at 6 o'clock at night could show stuff just as bad, kids burned by napalm. But in 2011, we can't show real stuff, kids with their lower mandibles blown off and their legs blown off in Libya. I mean, if you guys are into this blood and stuff for your vampire masters, then hell, look at it. You know, own it. Decide you're for it. Don't try to keep folks from seeing it. They want to do this behind closed doors and things, but it's not going to happen. We uploaded it again with the headline, Google, stop censoring war crimes. And they have not removed that one yet. So we're in a holding pattern right now with that. Again, Google censors war crimes video, but now we've re-uploaded it and they have and thrown down the gauntlet and said, look, we're going to try some kind of legal action or something if you do this again. I'm going to march into court with a jury and say, here's Walter Cronkite, 6 o'clock at night, dinner hour, kids with their skin burned off, napalm. Folks had a right to see this. Now, here is our stuff from 2011. They're saying we can't have this. Here's their rules of service. Are they violating it? What's your answer? You want to try that, Huckleberry? We're ready for that right now. Not that we're looking forward to it, but you know what? Somebody's got to champion these kids. Because you know what? You're not murdering these kids, and I'm not going to just sit here and not say something. Because let me tell you something. I'm God-fearing. It doesn't mean I'm Bible-thumping and running around doing much of that. I mean, I feel the psychic weight of evil done in my name. Literal chains I envision being wrapped around me and thrown me in the ocean. You're not doing this in my name. You understand that? It's not because I'm even a good person. I don't want all that bad karma, all that psychic detritus attached to me, okay? If I'm going to kill somebody, they're going to damn well deserve it, not some kid. If I'm going to attack somebody, it's going to be a man. It's not going to be some kid. Like I told you last week, it's Tony Montana. When you're driving about, about to blow that kid up, he says, you think I'm sick like you? You think I need this in my life? When we allow all this to happen, it makes it part of our life. It's on me. I feel guilty for not doing more to stop you murdering scumbags like cowards with drones bombing the hell out of people. And here's the thing. The drones are now coming back on us. They're saying they're going to use this stuff against us now, these out-of-control crooks that run our society. Let me get to my last report. Concerns are raised about genetically engineered mosquitoes. And it says that the research is arousing concern about possible unintended effects of public health and the environment because once genetically modified insects are released, they cannot be recalled. Now, what is being deployed, the New York Times reports? Mosquitoes that forcibly give you, quote, vaccines or that are carrying attenuated diseases in them. Oh, that's a great idea. Mosquitoes that can't reproduce. Mosquitoes are annoying. But a lot of experts and epidemiologists and virologists pointed out they actually give you immunity. You know, there's a reason they're here. We're designed to have them in the environment. And you take them out of the environment. You think bees dying out is killing things, which is now happening. Now we're going to kill out mosquitoes, make them where they can't breed. Oh, let's just release these. Oh, that's a wonderful idea. But meanwhile, the real testing when you get into this is not about stopping them from stopping malaria. When you read deeper, They're actually saying they're going to be pharmacological mosquitoes, just like food crops where they engineer it in. Yeah, there it is, flying vaccinations. They found an article on it. I mean, I've been warning you about this. You know, last week we shot a video that only got 105,000 views. It should have gotten 10 million views, called Alien Genetic Takeover, the End of Humanity. And I went on to say, no, we don't mean alien from outside the Earth. When you cross a fish or an animal, a mammal, with dozens of different creatures, and it creates new viral mutations and bacterial things, I mean, this is already causing zoological jumping between species. I mean, I've had top virologists on. This is so dangerous. But Bill Gates thinks it's all funny. He's got an equation where he talks about vaccinations lowering population, and then he goes into joking about it and releases mosquitoes and says, well, it's good for the third world, it's good for you. And it's all part of a crook, a eugenicist. His dad ran Planned Parenthood, in your face telling you what they're going to do to you. So here he is.
Four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these...
Notice in the equation, the idea that we're using energy is a bad idea. This is the idea is man is bad, period. Let's continue with literal Dr. Evil.
Numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here.
There he is releasing them.
So you could... experience this. We'll let those roam around auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
They think it's funny. So, like, as long as you get laughed at while they slit your throat, it's funny. So there's that report. You know what? I'm basically done at that point. I've tried to warn you. Glowing pigs, glowing cats, humans crossed with spiders. I mean, it's all out there. They're killing him in embryonic phase, they claim, but they're actually bringing him through to development. I've talked to some high-powered insiders. We're trying to get them on air. These people are on power trips playing God, and we're going to come back and talk to Fritz Springmeier, who's a political prisoner, about why he thinks they're doing this. And I've looked at Fritz's case. They did 100% set him up. And so this could be all of our fates if we don't turn this around. Because as they say, that when tyranny prevails, the best men rot in filthy jails. It's InfoWars Nightly News, the Money Bomb, 27-hour broadcast, 24-plus hours coming up Thursday, 11 a.m., with so many incredible guests, it's going to blow you away. We're going to have free audio and video streams. We always have audio for everybody on our own platform and several others. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have the daytime TV radio show and the nighttime show posted on InfoWars for everybody into the Money Bomb that funds our operation. Help us produce psychic stakes to drive through vampires' hearts. This is an InfoWar. You can start donating now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. If you choose to accept this mission, we'll be right back. Great job, the crew.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
If you believe in this information and want to support its viral spread, go to the InfoWars store at InfoWars.com. We've got the new G.I. Joe InfoWars t-shirts. We've got the incredible ProPure gravity-fed filters available at InfoWars.com in the store. We've got a new DVD, Scientists Under Attack, the Don't Tread on Me flag. We've got all sorts of different bumper stickers to help spread the rebellion virally. It's all there. Wristbands, citizen rule books in every order. Order online at InfoWars.com today. The water filters, the canteens. It's all there. InfoWars.com. Our mission at InfoWars.com is to audit the Fed, abolish the Fed, restore the Constitution, abolish the TSA, restore the Second Amendment, restore the Constitution, restore the Republic. And if you believe in those goals, then it is your free will, responsibility, and honor to spread the word about our operation and to donate to the 2011 Money Bomb. For many years, I tried to basically stay small, make my films, do my radio show, but it grew and grew and grew. Think about how a money bomb that listeners started 4 years ago led to us being able to move into this bigger office. A later money bomb helped us expand into the empty warehouse next door. And in the last year, we have built the TV studios and put the equipment in and are now doing a nightly news show every night at 7 o'clock that we're now beta testing and getting ready for television. Right now going out to members at prisonplanet.tv and then reaching millions as it spills out onto YouTube and other systems. Help us go to the next level. Not reaching 15 million a week, but reaching 30, 40, 50 million a week. Our growth curve is exponential, but we need to hit our afterburners and turbocharge. History is happening now. The war for human liberty against total dehumanization is on now. Join us Thursday, November 3rd at InfoWars.com. We're going to have a 24-hour plus live transmission with guests and interviews starting at 11 a.m. and running into my next radio show the next day. We're going to have a huge lineup of liberty-loving patriots from all over the world joining us. It's going to be amazing. And this money bomb is going to have a lot of new things added to it that's going to make it even more powerful than past years. So please donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb or simply spread the word about the money bomb. Stand with InfoWars.com and my incredible crew and all of our other supporters and help us get the word out even more. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2011. November 3rd, it kicks off 11 a.m. Visit the website at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. Thank you for joining us on this special Halloween or Samhain, High Satanic Holy Day. Yes, we're live. We're not out celebrating all the other little ghouls and goblins with their lesser magic, basically manifesting the occult takeover for the Illuminati. We are here fighting the New World Order, but it is Samhain, Samhain, the night before All Saints Day. And if you go back more than 3,000 years, the Druids sacrificed men, women, and children all over what is Western Europe and the UK today. And that's not Alex Jones or Fritz Springmeier, our guest who's coming up in a moment. That's Encyclopedia Britannica. That's the history. That's the facts. And the question is, why is this a holiday that has been made popular? It wasn't even exercised or basically observed in this country until the 1950s when television made it popular and cute and funny. But the iconography, the symbolism is just amazing. Now, Fritz Springmeier, an amazing author, researcher, West Point grad, patriot, who was a guest of mine, a person I met several times, really is a person who led a very upstanding life, you know, no criminal record, and they set him up 8-plus years ago and put him in prison for bank robbery, literally with paid informants and others putting him under the jail. And Fritz had been raided. Fritz was getting harassed right before all this happened because he was really exposing the Illuminati. Now, we talked for over an hour today on the radio about that. It's posted here at prisonplanet.tv. It'll be posted at our YouTube channel for the general public to inform them and edify them. But now, in the next 20 minutes or so, I want to just focus, and by the way, I'm springing this on him because, pun intended, because right as we were about to interview him, I thought, wait, it's Halloween. Weird that we're first able to talk now on Halloween, and I know he's an expert on the Illuminati, the Satanism, the occult, so why not get him to start out talking about that, and then looking at the end game, the motives of the globalist. He, of course, in fact, guys, it's in my office, if somebody will go grab it. It's Bloodlines of the Illuminati. In fact, bring it to me now. They actually have it. I want to show it to people. This is the book that we sell at Infowars.com. He's just gotten out of prison, and in the near future, he'll be selling all of his books again. But I asked him on the radio today, where's the best place to get it? And he said, Infowars.com, because that's basically how they're operating right now. But this book is amazing, and I've told the story 10 years ago when I first read this. I really had trouble believing a lot of it, even though a lot of it I knew was true and I'd already documented it. But separately since then, in my own research, and going back to the Bohemian Grove and infiltrating again, I realized that I really have to accept this book as being the closest thing to reality I found concerning who and what the Illuminati are and what they're into. And I just have to absolutely praise hail the incredible research of Fritz Springmeier. So I've put the preface out there. I'm going to try not to interrupt him, but he gets my brain burning with awakening and understanding. We turn to Fritz Springmeier. Fritz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and hello to you and all of your listeners out there.
You heard my intro. Halloween, what's its history, what's it all about, and why did Madison Avenue popularize it in the 50s with the Monster Mash and the rest of it? What's it really all about?
Wow, you hit it in a nutshell right there with the few words that you said. You know, it's an ancient satanic practice. People might say that the Druids weren't satanic, but their rituals definitely are what we would define as satanic. Those of us who are Christians and understand what the Word of God says, the Word tells us that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. There's an evil power, the Bible names it as Satan, and controlling the world. And so with that understanding, if you understand that there's this force that is manipulating people, you then understand that the things that the agenda that they're working is a satanic agenda. I know this is difficult for a lot of people to accept. Some people say, well, that's just your theory. It's not my theory. It's not my opinion. These people actually worship Satan in secret. Worshiping Satan is satanic. I don't care. You know, one can live in their own la-la land and pretend that that's not Satanism, but it's Satanism. And Halloween is a satanic holiday. And you'll notice that it's connected with all this death, you know, spiders and spider webs and skeletons. And the whole theme is death, you know, where we are from the kingdom of life. And it's promoted because that's deep down what motivates these people that run this planet. Even if Satan hadn't set them up and put them in positions of power, they would have to become Satanists just simply because, as so many people have pointed out, theology follows morality. In other words, what your morality is, what you do, you're going to look for a religion to justify it. And these people, the things they do to their fellow man, even though they consider the rest of us like ants, what they do is so heinous that they would have to become Satanists to justify it on that basis alone. So they're bringing into the world something they're bringing their practices in. There was a book written by Alice Bailey, and it's Externalization of the Hierarchy. And in that book, she says the things that were done in secret in the occult world are now going to be externalized. And that's what we see with Halloween. These practices were secret in the occult, in the covens, and now all of this stuff is being externalized into mainstream America.
Well, Fritz, I've also noticed that whenever I talk about this stuff, I mean, 16, 17 years ago when I was just waking up and getting on air, I didn't cover these issues. And it was listeners that kept documenting all this for me and saying, you ought to go to Bohemian Grove. So I successfully snuck in. I didn't think that would actually be happening there. Then they said, oh, they're just having fun. It's a joke. I was in the crowd of over 1,500 men watching the ritual. They were grinding their teeth. They were in a religious fervor. I tried to talk. Mike Hansen did. Like, ooh, that's neat. And they would growl at him with hisses. I mean, I've been in a, you know, evangelical church. I've gone to Baptist churches as a young person. My parents went to both. I've been around people in religious exaltation. This was beyond anything I've ever seen. This is real. And then I get the Wiccans and folks sending me emails going, how dare you demonize our religion? They may believe, because they're into white magic, that it's all good, but you study all these religions, the Aztecs, the Druids, the Romans did it, the Greeks even did human sacrifice, the Babylonians, when the Israelites went wrong, they all did human sacrifice. I mean, this is something that humans societally manifest, and for them to act like, and the atheists to act like, we're making something up and on witch hunts here, this is in anthropology, this is in archaeology, this is in sociology. Vampirism is at all-time highs. I mean, this is something that the human psyche seeks after. So whether it's spiritual or not, and we've had spiritual experiences, you and I, we know it's real, it doesn't matter. As you said, it's manifesting, and now it's coming to a crescendo. So how does this tie into mind control? What is the power structure in the world occult? In fact, let's get into that. You know, we hear about Illuminati. What's its manifestation today? How do the Satanists fit into that hierarchy?
We're talking about the world system, and the world system has been going on for a long time. The system that we see around us was created by these powerful entities, the powerful families. And people have sometimes said, well, you know, like this one person, they sent me a book. Well, let's boycott the Illuminati companies. They don't have a clue. The whole system was set up. It was created by these people. We're operating in their system. They are the ones that control the means by where money is created. And so it's not... Yeah, you can step outside of this system. I have tried to do that myself. But the idea of just, well, we're going to boycott this company or that, they don't realize how far-ranging this is.
I mean, to interrupt, and I want you to continue. Isn't that the different layers of mind control, whereas you have actual admitted total CIA mind control slaves and things you and others have exposed? The general public, everybody to a certain extent, is under its influences, where they've created almost a false reality or a artificial enclosure or artificial habitat where, as you're saying, it is their system. And so I see people repeating it. I see myself repeating their nomenclature and systems unconsciously because we were raised up and literally grew from this wicked soil. And it's only through God that we're able to transcend it.
Well said. I am reluctant to speak because you do such a better job.
No, that's baloney. I learned a lot from you, Fritz. Your knowledge is way more advanced in some areas than mine. That's why we all talk to each other. Continue with the hierarchy of the system.
Well, they, back in the ancient mystery religions, they learned how to control people. There was several pillars to the control. One is they learned hypnosis, which they did in the Egyptian dream temples. They learned drugs, which are, during the Middle Ages, they called witchcraft potions, but it's just drugs or narcotics. They learned how to control people with drugs. And they learned how to control people with torture and combined all of that. And in this century, they have used scientific methods to systematically improve it. What they're able to do is create multiple personality disorder, where they create a front person that they will set up as a pillar of society, and then this pillar of society person, who may be a philanthropist or whatever we want to call them, he will have, or she will have, hidden sides to them, hidden parts to them, other personalities, if in actuality, and those are going to be controlled by the dark side. So they create a good front. You know, it's like the scripture says, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. So they set themselves up as the pillars of society, and it's really hard to confront what they're doing because so much of it's done in secret. But this whole thing's beyond one person. It's a system, and when you join the Illuminati, you join because you were born into certain generational satanic families, and you join an agenda. It's like growing up in a mafia family. In fact, some of the mafia families are interconnected with the Illuminati. And you're born into all these traditions, and they use traditions to control you. You know, on this day, this is Halloween, so this is what we're supposed to, this is what's supposed to happen on Halloween, you know? Now we're supposed to sacrifice somebody because it's Halloween, you know? And you don't want to break the circle, you don't want to break tradition, you know? You want to honor the family, you want to honor what's supposed to be done, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so the person's trapped in this ritual and carries out this stuff. So it's a system. It's way beyond one person, and it really does disservice if we just yank one person attention. If we take attention and focus it on one person, because that one person is just, you know, like Obama. You know, there's a lot of people upset at Obama, but Obama is just one little cog in this whole machinery. You know, he's the little puppet that the bigger boys are pulling the strings on.
Sure, absolutely. Somebody like Obama is a puppet. To get to the core of my question, in your research and the actual power structure, we would say politically, Bilderberg is up at the very top, but it's only one of several different management groups that interlock. If you look at the leadership of Bilderberg, they're the leadership of Trilateral, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's a secret room, kind of good old boy mafia commission system. That's the temporal power. But then you find these groups are all obsessed with other secret societies. So I'm saying within the hierarchy globally of the Illuminati that you write about in Bloodlines of the Illuminati, now 10 years later, any revisions or added points you'd like to make? When we look at the Illuminati structure, I know it's Luciferians at the top. The Satanists fit in beneath that. How do all these other occultic systems, the kingdom of the cults, fit into this black pyramid? From your research, from top to bottom, what's the hierarchy? You know, from the 13 families to the servant families around them to the 6,000 superclass, how does the Committee of 300 nest within that?
It's interlocking at many different levels, and the mind control, which creates multiple personalities, allows them to have one person function at many different levels, just like you yourself wear many hats. You know, you might be the uncle to somebody, and to somebody else, you're their client, and to somebody else, you're blah, blah, blah. These, a single person in the Illuminati can function at many different levels. At the very top is what's called the hierarchy level. But at the bottom, it's called the anarchy level. And the anarchy level is the whole sum of all of these different occultic groups, different types of covens, different kinds of witchcraft rites, different Masonic groups, blah, blah, blah. On and on, so many groups, you know, and one has to go to my writings like Be Wise as Serpents to start to get a comprehensive picture of all of these different groups. But that's the anarchy level. And at the anarchy level, they all look like grassroots groups that are not connected. But within each of those grassroots groups are certain key people that are connected back to the hierarchy. So it's all interlocked. And it has to be, because this whole system, Satan is a control freak. The people underneath him, directly underneath him, are control freaks. And they, the more power they get, the more drunk with power they get, and the more control they have to get. Maybe somebody's out there in the, in your listener land has had a boss that was a control freak. You know how these people are. The more control they get, the more power they want. It, they're drunk with it, and that's the way things are. So, all these grassroots groups, like you were mentioning, these little Wiccans that get upset with you, you know, even though they may or may not know it, their group's going to connect back in and be very specifically tied in. It's not going to be a loose cannon like even some of the members may think. It just doesn't work that way. We're talking about people who want to be able to manipulate and control everything.
Let me ask you a question, because growing up in Dallas, in Rockwall, there was unbelievable occultic activity, and repeatedly, as a child, you know, I'd be 14, have a 16-year-old girlfriend or whatever, and I'd get taken out to some giant mansion in the countryside, and it would be serious occult-type stuff, but I would never be part of it. It was always the entryway to it, but I never got involved in it. I've now met a lot of famous people, and some of them off record will, tell you, yeah, this stuff's real. You know, I've seen it. I've been there. But generally, they just went into the entry-level stuff. So how widespread is it? Because I never seem to think I'm some super special person. You know, I did grow up, in one of the wealthiest areas of Texas, so I saw some of this. But it was everywhere there. I haven't seen as much of it here in Austin. It's more of a new agey type system where they're more just deceived. I mean, I know the occult's here. Dallas was so strong. I've been in other parts of the country and haven't seen it. From your research, what's going on in Dallas, Texas?
Wow, offhand, you got me there. In my Ezekiel 6:3 book, I listed ritual sites all across the United States, but there's a lot of them. And this thing is basically comprehensive across the United States. What surprised me was, is even in little towns, especially sometimes in little towns, in fact, there are some little towns that the whole population is part of some satanic cult.
Wasn't there a movie called Race with the Devil or something where the whole town's satanic and they see the ritual, so they're getting chased, and at the end they think they've gotten away, but the next town is satanic and they arrest, they kill them?
Yeah, and these things are not totally off base. There's negative truth in these kind of movies. Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you about the occult activity specifically in Dallas.
Sure. My point is, did I just mistakenly run into a bunch of this, I guess you answered it. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and That's so true. And if there is a spot that it didn't exist, why, that would be like the clean spot that had to be dirtied. They would move in to dirty it. So it's pretty systematic. People don't realize how systematic this thing is. I know firsthand from several venues that they have specific people assigned to watch. And let's say there is a genuine, sincere Christian minister, then they target that person. So it's not haphazard how they extend their control, but they are very systematic in watching what's going on everywhere.
Well, that's what I was told when I was about 13, 14, 15 by principals and by people in the community and people walking up to me out of the middle of nowhere in a pretty big sized town. It's like, we're watching you. We're fully aware. And the thing was, I had always gone to church, been Christian, but I was wild, fist fights, everything else. It's almost like that dark energy early on was trying to suck me in. And then my question is this just across the board? Or, as you were saying, it's systematic, that they recognize that I was going to be a threat to them later?
Well, they are watching. It's most amazing how they're watching in the schools very quietly, identifying the thought patterns of students, seeing what their potential is, which ones might present problems later on. And they do a lot of grooming, setting people up to go certain directions. It's pretty amazing, actually, the extent of how much little puppet pulling they're doing and how much rearranging and structuring they're doing. And even if you're outside of their direct control, they're still trying to manipulate you, like you were saying.
Well, they also, they're sort of death threatening me because I was exposing police drug dealing in the area, which later did come out. Expanding on that, what about the military and the occult? You know, I know you went to West Point when you were young, and in that, did you recognize any of it at the time, or what did you see?
Yes, I did. And West Point's, the daycare center there had a scandal where they had the children being molested, and that ties back in with the mind control. One of the things that bothered me about the military and a lot of other guys in the military that have good hearts confirmed this too, is people that were very sadistic, you know, your satanic type mindsets, were the ones that got promotions, even within the class, within the West Point classmates. And that's disturbing. You know, I went in thinking that somebody who was a good-hearted person like Robert E. Lee was the type of person that's going to rise to the top. But nowadays, that's not the case. Going back to the military, right there in Texas, you've got an underground, deep underground military base at Fort Hood, at Denton, Texas, Red River Arsenal. And those deep underground military bases, which are a severe threat to us, before I went to prison, there was 140 of them. They tie in with the cold activities. They tie in with a lot of stuff. These are definitely, these underground military bases are definitely places where they're doing things that they want out of sight of the
general.
Well,
let me stop you and back you up here. I've had family, of course, here in Austin since way before I was born, and I've talked to others. There is an admitted underground base under Bergstrom. They admit is there, and then it's now the Hilton, but it was the SAC, Strategic Air Command Base, and there's reportedly. And I've talked to family that's in the military currently, and they won't talk about it. But there's underground bases out there, and it supposedly connects out to the mountains out at Fort Hood. But separately from that, let's take occultism and government. It's on record. Of course, they made The Good Shepherd. Robert De Niro put it out with Matt Damon's in it, where you have this occult group, the guy dressed up like the Grim Reaper with a gold crown on his head, same guy the Mexican cartels worship, basically the devil, but the devil in the garb of death. They're really actually worshiping the real devil, not some guy trying to, you know, pour you a martini or something. But, you know, a grim reaper with a crown on its head. I mean, you're getting down to from all my deep research, that's who they're really worshiping. The high-level ones actually know what it is. 99.99% of the occultists don't. They think they're given power and all this stuff. They think they're worshiping something like the Roman Bacchus, you know, the god of wine or good times. No, that's for the lower-level porch occultist. But the point is, here you've got the, you know, admitted Satanism set up 1832 to counter, you know, what America was set up to be, at least at certain levels. And 1947, they set up, through Skull and Bones, the CIA, and the occultists get this total secrecy and unlimited funding. No wonder they took over at breakneck speed from that point. They're dealing the drugs. They have trillions of dollars, unlimited power, national security, hit teams. They can do whatever they want, Federal Reserve. And then it's admitted an occult group that's been videotaped worshiping the devil by ABC News. And again, that leaked out because God wanted people to have the choice to really see what it was. People dressed up like the Grim Reaper with a skull mask and a gold crown. They're literally worshiping this, the most powerful families in America. and they run the CIA, and they have this whole secret society system they call national security. I mean, we literally have a satanic cult running America. No wonder they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. I mean, what is their final equation end game? Where is this going? You've got the last 5 minutes, Fritz. You've got the floor.
It's like you said earlier, it's to rob, kill, and destroy the human race, because the people were created by God, and we are a wonderful creation. We are in the image of God. And Satan hates the image of God, and Satan is out to destroy the image of God. And all of this nonsense that you see, you can see the process. You know, people are painting their bodies with tattoos, marking them up, putting what we used to put on the hogs' noses in their noses. We see an infatuation with death. You know, we see the process of where God's beautiful creation, man, is being destroyed and disfigured. And Satan's laughing because he's taking pride in ruining this beautiful creation of the person, his own creator that he hates.
That in summary is it,
you know, it's not a human agenda. When I look at things and what their agenda is, it's obvious to me that this is not a human agenda. It's against the human race. The human race would not, even people in power would not have such a, anti-human agenda.
Well, you're right, and in closing, I want you to speak to this. The fake environmental groups, whatever the globalists do, they create a counter so that when they destroy the environment, they then create groups. As we get upset, we go give our support to try to save the environment, and now we're just supporting their agenda, where they say what plants breathe, carbon dioxide, is evil, then plants put off oxygen that we breathe, that's evil. Meanwhile, they're splicing all the animals together, GMO, wrecking the planet's genetic code, releasing pharmacological insects that they can't reverse, and I covered it earlier in the show, creating devastating effects, not just on humans, but the planet, and then it's all run by the, quote, environmentalists who think they're playing God. Again, it's an obsession with watching the world burn. Really, that's what they're into. And so then you try to be a real environmentalist with real problems, toxic waste dumping, you know, serious issues, GMO, mercury in the vaccine, destroying our genetic code, pharmacological drugs in the rivers, you know, destroying species. And that's not an issue. They create a fake issue, which is attacking the heart of life, carbon dioxide. You have oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight. Without those four things, it's all over. They target one and try to reduce it. I mean, it is so amazing what they do. And when you really study it for a long time, you start seeing all the designs. And it's so incredible and so complex, it's hard to articulate to people. It's kind of like that saying of one cannot be told about the Matrix. One has to see it for themselves.
Yes. Here in Oregon, before I went to prison, I had gone down to Klamath Falls, and the fake environmentalist had said that the sucker fish was becoming extinct. This was a bottom feeder. So hundreds of square miles of irrigation land went dry because the federal government forbid the water from the Klamath Lake from being given to the farmers, and over 1,000, I think it was, I can't remember.
And it wasn't even indigenous.
The farmers were wiped out. And all of the wildlife that depended upon all of the plants and so forth on those farms was wiped out just for a sucker fish that doesn't even live near the surface of the lake. These false environmentalists destroyed the environment with the government's help.
Well, that's what I was going to say, though. They dammed it. It was an artificial lake, so it was an artificial habitat. And see, that's that idea that humans don't make things better. It's a fundamental judgment that life is bad, humans are bad, teaching us we're bad, when in truth, most of the, you know, 1 or 2% of the water that's fresh is in aquifers doing no good. Humans are greening the desert. We, with clean technologies, could make the earth an oasis. And but again, it's that fundamental idea that we are bad and we're told we're a parasite. Why would our own species come up with that idea?
Yeah, it's because we're on a non-human agenda that's anti-human. It's against the human race.
Okay, we know that the Bible gets into the devil and it gets into the Anunnaki and it gets into all this genetic engineering, and I don't usually go there because I don't think, I can't get people to admit FEMA camps are real when they're in the Houston Chronicle. But looking at the Bible and really deeply interpreting it from your research, you know, does the devil physically manifest like the serpent in the garden? How advanced is this? How old is this fight? Any closing comments on that? This is so intriguing.
This goes back to the start of humankind and is prehistoric. This is an ancient thing that's been going on a long time. So, you know, this is nothing new, which is why when they talk about the new age, it's actually ancient occult practices that aren't new.
Yeah, we were actually rebelling against the devilish system, and they call us the old-time idiots. But really, we're revolting against their old-time religion.
True.
But well, we are coming to the end game, in my view. Again, speak to that, and then we're going to let you go until you're on with us during the 27-hour broadcast starting Thursday at 11 a.m. By the way, there'll be free video screens for all the viewers at Infowars.com. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start posting them for the regular shows, the nightly news for everybody. They're going to be boxes, audio streams, but also video streams for everybody. You're going to be joining us 11 o'clock your time, 1 a.m. During that 27-hour transmission. But everybody I talked to who wasn't even awake before, they're in their gut. They know something's happening. Are you seeing that accelerated awakening? Or, as quantum mechanics shows us, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. As evil rises, that good is going to rise.
Exactly. Well said. I'm really pleased that you just keep describing everything so perfectly. And I'm not just saying that to blow smoke up you, but yeah, I don't know that I can say it better. We're coming to an end time. We're looking at the destruction of the human race as we know the human race. This is been Satan's agenda for a long time. The scriptures tell us that, you know, if God didn't bring an end to things, you know, when God brings an end to things, it's actually a rescue mission. You know, it's not, people think that God's being mean.
There'd be no flesh left if he didn't shorten the days.
He's got to shorten the days. It's coming down to the wire. Meanwhile, you and I, we need to buy, it says in the scriptures, buy from me gold refined in the fire that you might be rich. You know, that's in Revelations 3. That's what you've been doing, you know, with the persecution that comes. We are buying gold by doing what's right, and then we go through the refiner's fire. And this is a test for us. And by standing up for what's right, we show our Creator that we love what's beautiful, we love what's true, we love Him, you know, and that's important. Make a statement for what's good. If you're over target, you're going to start getting flack. That's when you get flack, is when you're over target. So don't take the attitude that if bad things are happening to you, that you're doing something wrong.
Yes, well, we've gone through some persecution, but nothing like you have, but also so many blessings. It's like every time I've not bowed to threats and I go through it, then that's when the good things happen after. But I just hope the devil doesn't go before God like with Job and say, get this guy, because I don't want to go through what you've gone through. I don't know if I'm as strong as you, Fritz.
We never know until we go through the test.
Yeah, well, I've been tested a lot. I've told God, obviously, I'm 100% committed, and God knows that. But I 8 years in prison and all you went through. Fritz, if folks want to contact you, what's the best way?
They can email me at springmeyermessages at hotmail.com. Then you just need to know how to spell my last name, Springmeyer, Springmeier, and then messages at hotmail.com. And I try to respond to everybody. I think everybody since I've gotten out of prison, which is hundreds, have all received a response from me. I've tried to honor their honor that.
Well, look out, because you're about to get thousands of contacts. Fritz, we're going to see you, Lord willing. I know they might try to persecute you for this interview. Folks should pray for you. We'll see you back during the special Money Bomb 27-hour transmission, kicking off Thursday, running in to Friday. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm going to end the transmission. I'll say bye to you here on the show. Well, folks, that's it for this Devil's Night Halloween edition of InfoWars Nightly News, and that's the way we're countering it. Most of these mainline churches are literal synagogues of the devil, literal churches of the devil, literal palaces of the devil, or abbeys of the devil. You could use the term cathedrals of the devil, whatever case you or point you want to use. I don't get up here and thump my chest and say I'm this high and mighty Christian. I have a relationship with God. I've had experiences I know are real. I've seen the devilish activity by the wealthy and powerful at Bohemian Grove, but before that. My whole life has prepared me for my work, as your life has prepared you. I'm nothing special. In fact, God, with Alex Jones, picked a worldly, fighting, mean, hateful creature to try to turn me into what I am today, and I'm still growing. So let's get this straight. My good works are like dirty rags to God. But let me tell you something. I've been given discernment. I've seen the things Fritz Springmeier's seen. And I can tell you this is a good man with my discernment, but also the facts of the case. This is a political prisoner. And what's happened to Fritz could happen to any of us. But it's all a test. We got to pass this test, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? The Illuminati Satan worshipers, they know what they're doing. They love their God of death and blood and pain. We love our God that is living waters. And I want to encourage those of you out there. You're not going to find God in these whore churches. 99% of them are devil run. You're going to find God in that quiet place, asking God to show you the truth. Look, God's knocking at the door. You got to open it up. And the devil always counterfeits God. That's why, they say the vampire asks permission to come in. Well, Christ needs, Yahweh needs permission to come in. And again, you're not going to find it in these churches. You have got to have that personal relationship with God. And as the world implodes, you notice I'm being more, honest about my views and my religious beliefs. I've always told you I'm a Christian and it's a fight between good and evil. But now the times are going to get only more insane from here out. And I know if I beat people over the head in the last 16 years, and plus I'm not perfect either. Okay, I mean, the thing is, we're all fallen, folks. I can have the satanic thoughts, too. That's one reason I think God put me on this mission, like Saul of Tarsus or somebody like that, is because I've tasted a lot of this stuff. Not a lot of it, but I've been into the edge of it. And it's because of that I'm able to see. And you need to ask God to give you a pair of sunglasses like they live so you can see what's happening. All right, that's it. Great job to the crew. Please pray for our operation. Please spread the word about our operation, because we're here so that people be given a true glimpse of the essence of this world and the God of this world and have a chance to turn it around. We'll see you back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, for InfoWars Nightly News. And remember, this was all made possible by viewers out there that support PrisonPlanet.tv and our sponsors and folks that get books like Bloodlines of the Illuminati. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. God bless you all. Our mission at InfoWars.com is to audit the Fed, abolish the Fed, restore the Constitution, abolish the TSA, restore the Second Amendment, restore the Constitution, restore the Republic. And if you believe in those goals, then it is your free will, responsibility, and honor to spread the word about our operation and to donate to the 2011 Money Bomb. For many years, I tried to basically stay small, make my films, do my radio show. But it grew and grew and grew. Think about how a money bomb that listeners started 4 years ago led to us being able to move into this bigger office. A later money bomb helped us expand into the empty warehouse next door. And in the last year, we have built the TV studios and put the equipment in and are now doing a nightly news show every night at 7 o'clock that we're now beta testing and getting ready for television. Right now going out to members at PrisonPlanet.tv and then reaching millions as it spills out onto YouTube and other systems. Help us go to the next level. Not reaching 15 million a week, but reaching 30, 40, 50 million a week. Our growth curve is exponential, but we need to hit our afterburners and turbocharge. History is happening now. The war for human liberty against total dehumanization is on now. Join us Thursday, November 3rd at Infowars.com. We're going to have a 24-hour plus live transmission with guests and interviews starting at 11 a.m. and running into my next radio show the next day. We're going to have a huge lineup of liberty-loving patriots from all over the world joining us. It's going to be amazing. And this money bomb is going to have a lot of new things added to it that's going to make it even more powerful than past years. So please donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb or simply spread the word about the money bomb. Stand with InfoWars.com and my incredible crew and all of our other supporters and help us get the word out even more. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2011. November 3rd, it kicks off 11 a.m. Visit the website at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb.